At 4 minutes past, time for state and local stories on WMOT. Well, if this week's Mid-State weather has you suffering a touch of cabin fever, here's a suggestion to keep you occupied. The Nashville Reads Program has made its 2018 book selection. Now in its seventh year, Nashville Reads is a partnership between the Mayor's Office, Nashville Public Library, Humanities Tennessee, Parnassus Books, and Book Page. This year's selection is author John T. Edge's The Potlicker Papers, A Food History of the Modern South. In its review, National Public Radio writes that Edge uses food as a lens to explore Southern identity, seeking to reconcile a legacy of slavery and Jim Crow with who claims the Southern table today. Mayor Megan Berry introduced the selection in a recent YouTube video. She has some very specific ideas about what she hopes having Nashvillians read the book together will accomplish.
Bring the community together through food, and to highlight the city's history, cuisine, and people, to become active in other related citywide initiatives.
John Edge directs the Southern Foodways Alliance at the University of Mississippi. In a recent interview with UNC TV, he explained why Southern cooking is worthy of attention by noting that the American South is equal in size to all of Western Europe.
You understand French food and Italian food, and you understand the foods of Emilia-Romagna and the foods of Provence, but we don't talk about sub-regional Southern food, and we should. You know, there are many Souths.
If you want to get started today, the Potlicker Papers is available as a digital download and audiobook from several online sites, including Amazon and Audible. That's local news for this hour on Roots Radio.